Okay, let's begin our discussion of Bikurim Dav Gimel. As we have had a haschala in this new Masechta, and the third daf here continues some of our Lamdish discussion as we had on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted yesterday, and the first Mishnah also, individuals who don't bring Bikurim, who don't bring Bikurim from their property because it's not theirs. It's not Admascha. One of them was a Goslin. One of them was a Goslin. A Goslin, if somebody steals land, we know Karka ain't an Exelis, but it's not yours, right? So therefore, you're not going to bring Bikurim if you steal land. What happens if you, says the Gemara, if you didn't steal land, but you stole a branch and you planted it in your Rishos, the Gemara says, of course then you'd bring Bikurim. Why? Because then that becomes yours, right? That you're Mishane, you take a branch, you plant, put it in the ground, and only you're chayev to repay them damim, right? You have to pay money back. V'lo damim hu chayev lo, right? So that's not an issue. Of course, that's that you would bring Bikurim from that land. So the Gemara says, Tzricha Rabban, and the question is, though, you're right for Hilchus Geneva and Gezela. It's yours, and you have a chiyev hashava. But maybe there's a higher standard when it comes to Bikurim. Why? Because we know there's a concept we're adding in now. This is not explicit in the Gemara. But let's say a concept of Mitzvah Bavavera. There's some type of psul, some type of stain that stays on record, even if sometimes, halachically, it should disappear. But for certain standards, like for kachim or for a bracha, right? The Gemara says in Baba Kama, and the Rishonim discussed this in Baba Kama and in Sukkah, to Botzeya Berech Nietz Hashem. Remember that case? Somebody steals flour and then makes it into challah, and the Gemara says you can't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on the Hafreshes challah. Why not? Shini Kone. It's my flour. To make a bracha? Make a bracha? No. You can't make a bracha on this, even though technically it's yours. Because sometimes you have context where mitzvah babavera or something like it, like the bracha case, could survive kinyan, could survive shinui as a kinyan, could survive maybe yeush, as we'll see. So that's what the Gemara discusses here. Do we say that mitzvahs are like kachim, right? For a karbon, we know there's higher standards when it comes to karbon. We know, right, mechir, eslan zonu, mechir kelef. That also, right, if I switch a sheep with a dog, that's, I could use that sheep, but I can't bring it as a karbon. It's a higher standard when it comes to a karbon. So that's what the Gemara asks. Mitzvahs kegavoa heino ena kegavoa. Does Bikurim have that standard of kachim, right, in terms of fine goslin, if it's you were mishane at the branch, so shini kone, you have to pay back money. But maybe regarding Bikurim, it's different. Maybe Bikurim are like kachim in that way. And the formulation, again, is mitzvos. And then as we said, the Gemara asks a parallel question, which is not by Bikurim, which is by lulav. Right? If somebody takes a branch of an Asherah tree that has already been nullified, already been mevutal, so therefore it's mutar bahana, but maybe you can't use it for a lulav. Right, because maybe fine, your own. You want to use it for a broom in your house. You can use it for a broom, but maybe not when it comes to lulav. So that's where we left it before answering. But first, let's talk a little bit about mitzvah b'aveira, and then we'll get to back to our sugya. So mitzvah b'aveira, interestingly, hardly appears in Shas. Right, it's very, very. You would have expected it to appear more often. It relates to there are three sugyas in Shas that relate to mitzvahs and aveiras overlapping each other, right? There is mitzvah bab aveira, as we know, and then there's ase doche lo sase, right? And then there's lav anita glase, right? Those are the three. So ase doche lo sase is where the ase is, pushes off the lo sase, and you're supposed to act based on that. Ase pushes off the los ase. Lav anita glase is where you did an aveira, and now you're trying to fix. Now you're trying to fix something after the fact. Mitzvah ba aveira is what you shouldn't do. Right? Shouldn't do. Mitzvah ba aveira. That's one shouldn't obviously be involved in that. Those are the three. But mitzvah ba aveira only applies by very few. The Gemara has it in the Bavli, by lulav, and by karban. Right, by those two, the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. That's where it happens. And the Rishonim asked the question, why don't you apply it by A, B, and C? By other context, why don't you apply it? Why don't you apply it by the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, Daf Tes? Why do you a pasuk to exclude a stolen Sukkah? Just say it's mitzvah ba'avera. The Tosfos on Daf Lamed in Maseches Sukkah. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude Ashera from lulav? Or Tevel, right? Say it's a mitzvah ba'avera, right? That's Tosfos's question, right? We're talking about Ashera here, so let's talk about Ashera a little bit, right? In Ashera, the Gemara says, "V'im Tomar as Tosfos Sukkah Daf Lamed L'Kaman Paslin on Lulav Shal Asher Shalani Dachad B'Shun Demechta Shirei." The reason that you can't use an Ashera lulav is because it's ki'ilu, it's burned, it's crushed up, it's pulverized, and therefore there's not a minimum shear. Typically, B'Shun Demitzvah ba'avera, right? Say it's mitzvah ba'avera. And what do you a different svara for? So there are a number of suggestions given in the Rishonim why Ashera you wouldn't apply mitzvah b'avera. Again, our Gemara seems to say our Gemara is trying to apply Ashera to post shinui. So lachora, that's because of mitzvah b'avera, but maybe not. But it also could be that the Yerushalmi has a wider, expanded definition. The Yerushalmi has mitzvah b'avera by matzah, right? We had that, but I think in brachas. But we, the Bavli does not. So the Rishalmi in general might have more of an expanded definition, a mitzvah included definition. So Tosfos says there in Sukkah Daf Lamed, mitzvah ba'avera is only when the avera helps you do the mitzvah. You had to do the avera in order to do the mitzvah. I stole something and I stole it and now I can do the mitzvah because I stole it. That's a mitzvah ba'avera. But if there just happens to be an avera involved here, but I didn't need the avera to do the mitzvah, so then that's not, you wouldn't apply the psul of mitzvah ba'avera. That's Tosfos. The lo dami legezel, de machmas averas hagezel ba'a hamitzvah, sheyotzi bo. Avalhani atu machmas avera shenaasiz bo minafik bay. Because of the avera that happened, minafik bay, right? You needed to be an ashera in order to be yotze? No. That's Tosfos. You have to do the Avera in order to get to the mitzvah. The Ritva here has an opposite formulation. You have to have the mitzvah to be mashlim the Avera. Right? If you're makdish, something that you stole, so now you're, you know, in order, it becomes yours, you're only makdish it with the shinui maisa. Right? The Ritva has this opposite formulation of the mitzvah is what is mashlim. Let me just find the lashon. Says Vanachon, Mshahamitzvah goremes kinyan zeh, behotzi also mirushus nigzal, ha'ilokanye biyeush kedime, ikar asumo mitzvah, mishumitzvah babavera, where the kinyan, the avera, is mashlim, the mitzvah is mashlim the avera. Be machter something, okay, kind of an opposite approach. There is a Tosfos, we don't have this Tosfos. Tosfos appears in the Ritva and the Ramban. They quote this Tosfos, and that is, maybe mitzvah babavera only applies by what they call mitzvos shel ritzui. Mitzvos where, again, even though all mitzvos in general bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there are specific mitzvos that's their essence. Their essence is to connect us to Hashem. Mitzvos shel ritzui, like karban, like lulav, because lulav is used to also used as part of shira and halel. That's it. What are the mitzvos are there? That's Tosfos' answer, this Tosfos, of why it doesn't apply to sukkah, why it doesn't apply to matzah. Right, and the Ritva asks on this shita, but the Yerushalmi says it applies to matzah. So matzah is not a mitzvah shel ritzui. And the answer that this Tosfos gave is, I'm explaining the Bavli. I'm not explaining the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi might have it by matzah, but the Bavli doesn't have it by matzah. So it's a different type of idea of mitzvah ba'avera. Again, it's one of the biggest topics in Shas. Mitzvah ba'avera, so many areas to look at. Ashera, Tevel, Sukkah, those three are not in the Gemara, and the Rishonim deal with why there is no mitzvah over there by those three. But we'll get back to our Gemara. One other point related to our Gemara, and that's the last point. So the Gemara had this question about Bikurim, and then the Gemara had the question about Lulav. That again, what was the question by Lulav? I have an Ashera tree. I don't have one. A Goy has an Ashera tree, and a Goy was Mevatel. He nullified, so now it's Mutter Bana. But you still can't use that for wood on the Mizbeach. Right? You can't still use that as wood as a Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says. Eino mevi mimeno gezirin l'maracha. Can you use that for lulav? Right? Is lulav like mitzvahs? Is mitzvahs separate? Or is it like the Beis HaMikdash? It was like the higher standard. The bittul had to take place. When did the goy have to be mevatelet? Let's say, you could use it as lulav. Let's say that's going to be the answer. As we're going to see, that is the answer. So let's say that's true. When did the guy have to be mevatalit for you to be able to use it? There is a concept called dichui, right? Yesh dichui or ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel. Remember, once an object is labeled as pushed aside, stained to use as a mitzvah, then it might always be stained. Like the Gemara says, if a hadas has too many berries, two more berries than leaves, then it's possible to use as a hadas. But I can take off the berries. I can take off the berries. Great. So when do I have to take off the berries by? I have to take off the berries. So the Gemara is lashon and Daf Lamed Gimel. Rashi is lashon and Daf Lamed Gimel before Yontif. As long as when Yontif starts, this hadas has more leaves than berries, you could use it as a hadas. But if when Yontif starts, it has more berries than leaves, then even if on Yontif I take off the berries, it's too late. Once it's labeled as a problematic hadas, so then I can't use it. So Rashi says the lashon and b'kidei shel avayom. It has the key moment is the moment when Yontif starts. Ask the Rosh, ask the Achronim, but when Yontif starts, you can't shake a lulav at night. You can only shake a lulav during the day. So why don't you say the key moment is Amud HaShachar on Sukkot morning? What does the nighttime have to do with lulav? Right? Or the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes based on this, let's say I want to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah for Rosh Hashanah. You have to make sure the Goy is Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah, before Yontif starts. Again, before Yontif starts, why? I can't blow shofar at night. It's only a daytime. So why should you have to get it ready, ro'ui, before Yontif starts? So the answer is, the way the Mefarshim explain it, Rav Soloveitchik and others, sometimes you can have the concept of an object, of a mitzvah, of a chefzah shel mitzvah, even before the time that you can actually fulfill the mitzvah. Right? When does a lulav become a lulav? When sukkah starts. When does a shofar become a shofar? When Rosh Hashanah starts, even though you can't do the mitzvah until the next morning. But it's still labeled as a chefza shel mitzvah. Sometimes you have a chefza shel mitzvah before the time you can actually do the mitzvah. Many examples. One more example. And that is the Bavli, in Yevamos, I think the Fayin Aleph or so, has the question, if you have a baby Kohen on day 5, baby Kohen boy, are you allowed to smear that Kohen with truma of oil of truma? So an RL cannot take part in, could not consume truma, right? So what about a baby, day 5? Could you smear him with that, right? So what's the question? Is he an RL? He doesn't have a chiyuv to get a bris milah yet. So is he an RL yet? Right, that's the Gemara, that's a suffix. An RL toch shmona, can you be sachim with shemen shal truma? No answer given. The Yerushalmi says it's mutter. But the Yerushalmi has a suffix. What about lel ches? The night before the bris. That I'm not sure. What's the difference? He still didn't have a bris milah. The answer is, it could be that the night before the bris, then he gets the shame RL. Even though you can't do the bris meal until the next day. But he might be called an RL at that moment, because it's already day 8, even though you can't do the bris until the next day. So again, that's a similar, not a chefza shel mitzvah, but a status within the time of a mitzvah before you can actually fulfill the mitzvah. There are many other examples of this, but we'll continue and we'll see. Okay, says the Gemara now on the top of Dav Gimel. So the Gemara had the question, can you take this lulav that was mevutal and use it for lulav? So the Gemara says, pshita shumevi bimena lulav. Yes, for sure. Shemis is kegavoa. Stama mitzvah does not have the standard of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you can use, if you have a lulav that was used to be a avodah zarah, but the guy was mevatal, you can use that for your mitzvah. The only shaila is bikurim. Maush yavi bikurim. The question is bikurim. Ah, so this is exactly what we wanted to highlight at the end of last year. Put this on the list. The connections between bikurim and kachim. Right? Bikurim is in the world of Zerayim and in the world of kachim. Right? It's one of the mitzvos hatulias baritz, maybe, 2 days in Tosfos, Bo Basra. But you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. not just Yerushalayim, like Maaser Sheni and Netzer Ravai. But you bring it to the Mikdash, and you have to do the type of avod to the Mikdash. You have to wave it, you have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. So Bikurim has kachshim elements to it. So this Shaila, this is exactly Pashas what this is asking. Is Bikurim ruled by the mitzvah element, or is it ruled by the Mikdash element? And the Gemara answers, well, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, because we're going to have a Mishnah later on Daf Chavav. Who do you give Bikurim to? Could you give it to any kohen you want? Or do you have to give it to the kohen whose mishmar is working that day in the base of Mikdash? That's a machlokas tanoim. Do you compare it? Do you have to give it to the mishmar because it's like a karban? Right, it says, Nidvosecha u'trumas yadecha. So, trumas yadecha, that's Bikurim. So, do you have to, is it like a carbon, like a nidava? Or do you say you give it to whoever you want? Because it's like truma. Bikurim is like truma, and you can give truma to whoever you want. So, you can give Bikurim to whoever you want. That's a machlokas tanaim later on Daf Chavav. So, says the Gemara, maybe that's exactly the same machlokas here. Would you compare it to Kachim? Kereb Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do Amar Hokshu Lekatshe Agvul. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to give it to the Kohen of that Mishmah, you could give it to whoever you want. Rabbi Yehuda says it's compared to Katshe Agvul, which means Truma, maybe. So then, if it's like Truma, so then it's like any mitzvah, and therefore, you could bring this Bikurim from stolen stuff that even though it's yours, but still it doesn't have the higher standard of kachim. Karabanan deinin marin hukshu lukachim mikdash. But according to Rabbanan, who say you have to bring bikurim and give it to the kohanim of that mishmar, so they're treating it like kachim. So to here, you should treat it like kachim, and therefore even post shinui, it would be problem. Eino mevi. Fine. So that's the suggestion that it's based on that machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara. Ad kedun begzela shonus yasha b'ayla mimena. Our whole shaila is if the b'aylim, if the owner did not give up yet, they didn't have yeyush. So then there's something to talk about, maybe. So what we just speak about up till now, the issue of shinui. Now we're moving over to another sugya again in the Gemara and Baba Kama and Sukkah talk about these two principles. In both cases, make it yours. Make it yours. Shinui and Yeyush. Maybe not Yeyush by itself, but we just spoke about Shinui. Now we're talking about Yeyush. So post Shinui, that was our Shiloh. Is there still a vestige of a problem? So you can't bring it for Bikurim? So Gemara says, Machlokas Tanam. And what about Yeyush? What about Yeyush? Before Yeyush, fine. I understand it's a problem because it's not yours yet. Ad Kedun, Bigzela, Delushonis Yasha, Baila Mimena. Afilu Bigzela, Shonis Yasha, Baila Mimena. What if the owner had Yeyush? If the owner had Yeyush, could you bring Bikurim? From that, if the owner had Yeyush, let's see, it's Mamish land, right? Not just the branch that we spoke about, right? If the owner had Yeyush, so can, again, I'm not a great guy, I'm not a tzaddik, but it's mine now. It's mine now, so maybe I can bring Bikurim from it. It's interesting, the Pnei Moshe discusses, is Yeyush possibly stronger than Shinui? We just said that maybe Shinui, you know, maybe it's still, the problem still remains. So you're going to sell me by Yeish? It doesn't remain. Yeish going to be stronger than Shinui? Interesting to think that. But okay. So what about post Yeish? So the Gemara says, Savran Amrin, Nishmina Menada. Maybe we can learn it from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah there, in the second parak of Arla, there are great Mishnahs that talk about comparing Arla, Maaser Sheni, Truma. This halacha applies to these two and not the third one. This one, not the third one. We compare and contrast all of those. So one of the Mishnayos there say, Hare Elu b'chumu b'maiser masha'enkim b'bikurim. This halacha applies to chumu and maiser, not bikurim. One of the items on the list there is stolen items. Stolen, gezel. Meaning, if a gazlan steals something, he still has to take off truma. And he still has to take off maiseris. But no bikurim. It's not his. It's not his. Remember, there's no tevel if you don't take off bikurim. So that's what the Gemara is going to zero in on that line. Right, the Mishnah says that if somebody steals something, he still has to do Truma and Maaser, but not Bikurim. So is that Mishnah pre or post Yeish? Right, pre or post Yeish. The Mishnah says that you take off Truma. If you take off Truma, it's got to be yours, right? Somebody else can't take off Truma. So Klum Tzrichala Bigzela, switch the Girsa. Shenis Yashu Bailim Imena. The Mishnah must be talking about a case of post Yeish, where the Bailim had Yeish, right? Why? Aval bigzela shelo nisyashu b'ayla mimena. If the Bailim didn't have Yeish, if he lived b'tshuma lo asa klum. Right? You can't, we learn this often, right? You can't be mafresh truma from somebody else's stuff unless they gave you permission, unless they made you a shliach. Even zechiyah is not good enough. Remember that zachin mei adam, not zachin la adam. So the Mishnah there that says, the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Ches, that says, by gzela, there is truma and meiser, but not bikurim. That has to be talking about post-yeyush. Because if it was before yeyush, you can't be mafresh truma. So what's going on about post-yeyush? Kehada detani, like we learned in this following brisa, ha'onis va'ganef ha'gazlan, if you have an onis, someone who is forcing you to give him something, va'ganef ha'gazlan, bizman sha'bayla maratvim achareyem, where the owner's running after you, give that back to me. So meaning clearly, no yeyush, ain't truma son truma, v'lo masrein meiser. If the owner did not have yeyush, you can't be mafresh, you can't take off meiser, v'lo kesh ha'nekdash, you can't be maktashit. Because it's still his, right? He didn't have yeyush. Avalam ain't bailam rafan achrein. If the bailam gave up, if the bailam are not running after it, trumas and truma, matsusay and meiser, vektesh and hektesh. Right? So you see from that brisa that yeyush makes a difference. That if before yeyush, you can't be mafresh truma or meiser. So again, back to the Mishnah from Daf Yud Ches. Right? That Mishnah says that by a gazlan, yes, truma and meiser. So that Mishnah must be talking about post yeyush. Because Truman Meiser works. So post the Yeyush, what does the Mishnah say? What's the next line of the Mishnah? There is Truman Meiser, but you don't have to bring Bikurim. So it's Beferish and Mishnah. After Yeyush, you don't have a Chiyav of Bikurim. It's still not yours. It's not enough on Mascha for you. Just like we said, by Shinui, it might be a vestige of a problem. So here too, if that Mishnah must be talking about post Yeyush, you know it's talking about post Yeyush from the Truma line. So apply it to the Bikurim line, and there is no Chiva Bikurim, so that's a Raya. That's a Raya. Before we reject the Raya, we just talk about that Mishnah for a moment. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo zetar v'lo zetar. Rabbi Yochanan says, by the way, before Yeyush, we just said the Gazlan can't be Torim or Meiser, neither could the owner. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Lo zetar v'lo zetar. He doesn't quote it, but this is a lashon from Rabbi Yochanan in Perek Meruba, where the Gemara there says they both an owner and a gazan can't be maktish. Shem einim chalak disho zelafi shenin shalova zelafi shenin bershuso. Right, so that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Same Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says if somebody steals something from me and I did not have yeyush, he cannot be torim because it's not his, but I cannot be torim because it's not in my rishus. And Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ami quotes Rabbi Yochanan even saying a little stronger, afilu bailam shetarmu ein shemasa truma. Even b'di'evet it doesn't work. Such as lechatchila. Even with the evidence, it doesn't work because to be mafresh, to be makdish, all of that, it has to be shelo and bershuso. Okay, but that's just an aside. But we had a raya. So we have a raya from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. That Mishnah must be talking about post Yeyush because it says truma works, but it also says there's no chiyav bikurim. So it must be, even after Yeyush, there's no chiyav of bikurim. So the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says maybe there's a totally different understanding you could have of that Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ad kedun anan kaimin v'gzeila shalonis yashav ayla bimata. Maybe there was no yeyush. So the Mishnah has no reflection about what about Bikurim post yeyush. Right? The Mishnah is talking about before yeyush. Before yeyush, so how could Shuma work? Right? That was our raya. How could he be mafresh Shuma? Right? The Laida Mila, right? What is that? Laida Mila, we had that lashon a few times, right? The Maharifold and all, Velaida Le'eze Dover, Velaida Mila. For what thing, Anantanina, Harayilu B'chuma, Meister, Mashayki, Bibikurim. So what is that Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Ches, what is that referring to? That if it's before Yeyush, how could there be Truma and Meister? It doesn't mean that you could be Mafresh, Truma and Meister. What it means is, there's Tevel regarding Truma and Meister. That's all it means. You can't be Mafresh. The Ganav can't be Mafresh, but he can't eat it. It's Tevel. You have to go Truma and Meister. He can't. But that's all it means. F shall appear as lates below bikurim. What does it mean there's no chiyav bikurim? It means there's no tevel regarding bikurim. Because bikurim never creates tevel. F shall appear as lates below trumas and maiseris. Right? Is it possible to have fruit without trumas and maiseris? Of course not. That's all the Mishnah means. So the Mishnah says that if a gazan steals something, there is truma and maiser. It means there is tevel until you take off truma and maiser, which you can't take off because there was no yeyush yet. Mashaykin bibikurim, bikurim, there's never any tevel when it comes to bikurim. But regarding our question, avol bigzela shenisyasha b'ala mimena ad kedun tzricha. But regarding our issue about whether there's achi bikurim post yeyush, unanswered. Unanswered tzricha, that's left as a suffix. Left as a suffix, we're not sure. Interesting, the Rambam here in the, in Bikurim. The Rambam, Beis Yud Beis, quotes this, and says, where's the Lashon of the Rambam? The Rambam says, The Rambam says, Paskins, if there's Yeish, there's no Chiyuv to bring Bikurim. So our Gemara had a Safik about it. So you would think Safik means maybe Veino Kore. The Rambam says, Eno Mevi. Right? That's a question that the Gilyan Ashas, not Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gilyan Ashas and Yerushalmi is Rabbi Yosef Yonath and Sin, the Shol HaMeshiv. He just leaves it as a Surachian. Like, why does the Rambam Paskin that there's no. Right, that he paskins that eno mevi, you should say mevi ve'eno kore, because you know it's left as a suffix. Mashma da'ain suffixu, he says the kesef mishnah says just look in the Yerushalmi. What does that mean? Look in Yerushalmi, it's a suffix. So unclear. Maybe he thinks that what the Gemara just brought a proof from the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches and then rejected it. Maybe the Rambam doesn't think that the rejection is such a good rejection. Really, Truman Meiser means it's tevel for Truman. Maybe the Rambam doesn't think. He thinks that's a Dechia Ba'alma, but he really paskins like the first point, and maybe that's what the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam just says, Yerushalmi, it ends up as a Suffolk. So maybe the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Yerushalmi, the Havamina, the Rai is better than the Dechia, and therefore, that's why the Rambam paskins that way. Okay, possibly. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Ein Mivi Mikro, again, every Mishnah is Yisodos about Bikurim. Ein Mivi, and we can talk about Yeosh for a long time, but not for now. Ein Mivi in Bikurim Chuz B'Shevas Aminim. Bikurim only comes from the Shiva Saminim, Shirin Shtabcha Ben Meret Yisrael. I think I mentioned in the Agdama, there's a Rashi in Nehemiah that sounds like Midrabana and applies to all fruit. The Malbim on that Rashi, Yud Lamed Vav in Nehemiah says, I don't know where this comes from. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says here, it's only Shiva Saminim. V'lo menat Samarim Shebaharim, and also, only by good quality Shiva Saminim. You can't bring Bikurim from Tamarim Shebaharim, from the dates of the mountains. Those aren't such good dates. V'lomana perish Makim, v'lomi zeisei shemen, she'enim and amufchar, from zeisei shemen, right, there are different types of olives, the ones that are used for the menorah. So, not the best ones, that are not amufchar, you don't bring those. Eimivim Bikurim kodem atzeres. There's no Bikurim before Shavuos. You can't bring Bikurim before Shavuos. As we have said, we spoke about in the Hakdama a little bit, about whether Bikurim is a mitzvah seishas van grama or not. You can't bring it before Shavuos because the Shtei Alechem has to be the first item from Chadash. Anshei Har Tzvuim Heviyu Bikurim Kodem Latzeres. Remember, we had this in the last Mishnah of Challah, that Anshei Har Tzvuim brought Bikurim before Shavuos, V'lo Kiblu Mehen, and the Rabbanan did not accept it from them. Remember, they were very public people. It would have been a problem. People would have gotten the wrong impression. V'lo Yakotzev Shabbat Torah. Why can't you bring it before Shavuos? Because the Pasuk says, V'chaga Katsir Bikurei Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basada. That's talking about the Shtei Alechem. That has to be first. And therefore, nothing before the Shtei Alechem, it can't be brought. So again, that is the time period. What is Bikurim brought from? Only Shvas Aminim. And when is it brought? Not before Shavuos. The Rambam again says in Beis Vav. The Rambam here in Beis Vav in Bikurim says, "Emivim Bikurim kodem atzeres v'chaga katzir Bikurim asecha vim hevi." What if you did bring it? Ein makablin mimenu ela yanicham sham at shetavo atzeres v'yikraleim. You put it in a storage room in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't do any of the Hava, and then you do Kriyas Bikurim later on. Says the Ravid, okay, let's leave that for now. Let's read the Radvaz. Umistavrali, she'enet v'mamurim ela b'her, she'enem nefsadim. Only by fruit that can last in the storage room and not get old. And not get ruined. That's how you could put it away. What about pears and miskalkalin? Pears and miskalkalin ain't karnalin. So I'll leave you meet tomorrow from Shabbaharim. If when you take them out, they're no good, and they're pretty, spoiled, then you can't. And even, and if you know they're gonna get spoiled, then what are you putting them away in the base of English? Okay, you can. This is like, okay, at that time it's gonna be ruined. So it'll be like tomorrow from Shabbaharim, and therefore you wouldn't bring it. Gemara. Ein vim mikurim bechulu. Iluksiv. So how do you know it's only Shivas Aminim? If the Pasuk says, take rachis, the first of all your fruit, I would have thought all fruit. Tamalomar, may rachis, v'lo kol rachis. That's what Yudarshan, may rachis. Right? Not all, and Yudarshan from may rachis, that means, that's a miut, shivas aminim. If may rachis, v'lo kol rachis, if you only had may rachis, ein lochay alachidim zorim belvad. I might have thought only wheat and barley. Tamalomar, kol priyadama. Reba, so we include that. Reba Sakol, so why don't we include everything with that inclusion? No. Nemar Kaman Arzakav, Nemar Verakan. Eretz, Chito, Sora. Right, we have Gzer Shava of Eretz. Ma Eretz, Shenemar Lahalon, Mishiva Saminim, Akasav Medaber. Just like that, Eretz is talking about Shiva Saminim. Af Eretz, Shenemar Kan, Mishiva Saminim, Akasav Medaber. There's an important comment of the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh on Dvarim, on this Pasik of May Rashis. If you remember, we had a different drasha from May Rashis by Truma and Chala. By Truma and Chala, we darshin May Rashis that you cannot give Truma and you can't give your whole dough Chala. May Rashis, Vokal Rashis, if you make your whole field Truma, it's meaningless. You did nothing. And if you give your whole dough to the Kohen, it's meaningless. We darshin that from May. So why here, the Mizrahi's question on that, the pasuk in the beginning of Kisavo, why here we darshan May Rashis to exclude other fruit and only Shivas Aminim? Why don't you darshan it the same way like we darshan it elsewhere? May Rashis, you can't give your whole field as Bikurim. So the answer is, says the Maharal, and it makes so much sense. No. And we've mentioned this before. Why can't you make your whole field Truma? I'm a big tzaddik. I want to give it all to the Kohen. Because by definition, Hafarshas Truma has to be a matir. It has to matir something. So this has to be truma, and the rest, the leftovers, has to become mutter. That's what a hafrashas truma and hafrashas chala is. There's tevel, and once I do the hafrashah, it's matir. That's what you need, some leftover. But by bikurim, it doesn't have to be a matir. It doesn't have to be a matir. It's not matir anything. There's no tevel before you start. There's no tevel. So if you want, you can give your whole field as bikurim. That's fine. That's why Chazal didn't make that drasha. And that's why they have a different drasha about limiting it to shivas aminim. That's a great, great maharal. Perachavav. Umashal darsha kebi bikurim. Kumashal darsha kebi bikurim. Einan srichim lifter ashara pri. Terachmana karye bikurim. And he says it's because it's called bikurim. And even if you give your whole field, that's called, still called bikurim. Rashis sounds like the first part. So you have to have part. Aval chala v'chein truma tzorach shei poter as hashirayim. Has to be a matir. L'visha shneim nikram afrasha v'arom v'bloshen truma. Shemeirim min ashar. V'mein sham shar, ein kan chala v'ein kan truma. V'zeh hefresh bein chala v'truma uvein abikurim. Beautiful. Right, and that's what he says. You know that because by this tevel, before you start by truma and chala, not by bikurim. Good, that's the maral, and we will have to stop here. Okay.